Those who worship the calf have indeed incurred the wrath of their Rabb and the disgrace in this life. Thus do we recompense those who invent falsehoods. As for those who do evil deeds, then repent and become true believers thereafter, your Rabb is most surely forgiving and merciful. When Musa's anger calmed down, he took up the holy tablets in whose writing there was guidance and mercy for those that feared their Rabb. Musa chose 70 men from his nation to accompany him to our place of meeting. On their way, when they were seized by a violent earthquake, he prayed, "O my Rabb, had it been your will, you could have destroyed them long ago and myself too. Would you destroy us for the offense committed by some fools among us? That trail was ordained by you to confound whom you willed and to guide whom you pleased. You are a guardian. Therefore forgive us and have mercy on us, for you are the best of all forgivers. O Allah, ordain for us what is good in this life and in the hereafter. Surely we have turned to you." He replied, "I will inflict my punishment upon whom I please, yet my mercy encompasses everything. I will ordain special mercy for those who do righteous deeds, pay zakah, and believe in our revelations. Now, special mercy is assigned to those who follow the Rasul, the unlettered Prophet Muhammad, whom they shall find described in the Torah and in the Injil, who enjoins them what is good and forbids what is evil, makes pure things halal for them and impure things haram for them, relieves them from their heavy burdens and from the yokes that were around their necks. Therefore, those who believe in him, honor him, help him, and follow the light which is sent down with him will be the ones who will be successful in this life and the hereafter."